Welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Eugene.
Is our gambling market as a whole in our region, is it maxed out? Is it hit a plateau?
The gaming industry across the United States is doing quite well. Now, when you look at the Northeast region, you're certainly looking at an area that is extremely competitive. And those competitive pressures, combined with the regulatory structure, the tax structure, those things are all working to create a situation right now that's forcing all of us to ask, how do we ensure that this industry can thrive in the years ahead? Because what got us to this point is not necessarily what's going to help us in the years ahead.
What's the lesson in Atlantic City? Do we have a sense of what the new normal will be in terms of how many casinos can thrive there versus how many we've had at the peak?
I think the lesson from Atlantic City for all of the neighboring states and frankly around the country is you can't rest on your laurels. Now, if we go back and look at where Atlantic City came from, it was the second destination in the United States to have gaming. Over the years, that obviously expanded. It expanded into Delaware, expanded into Pennsylvania, other areas of the Mid-Atlantic. What didn't happen in Atlantic City was in the early days and understanding that we are entering a competitive market. We have to look at the ease of getting to this market. We have to look at the other components of the hospitality and tourism infrastructure, because if we don't address those issues and other markets become more frictionless, we'll lose out. It's exactly what a private business would do. You have to ask yourself, we're either moving forward or we're moving backward. There's no standing still. So what is it that we need to improve to ensure that we can thrive?
Online gambling that's legal in New Jersey within the borders of the state has traditional games now, but they're talking about expanding it to non-traditional games. The social games may be, say, like Candy Crush, etc. Do you think it's a good idea to be expanding into these non-traditional things and putting them something that you can win or lose money on, given that they are extremely widespread?
Any business that's going to succeed has to provide its customers with what they want. And we in the gaming industry have to accept that the customer who is 50 years old may want something different than the customer who is 30 years old. We have to adapt as an industry. And as customers show more interest in skill-based games because they grew up with Nintendo and Atari and Sega and other systems, and that's what they're used to, if you don't allow the industry to provide the customer with what they want, then you're writing your own negative results here.
Do you think those kinds of games pose a different kind of challenge in terms of gambling problems and addictions than the traditional poker and slots?
What we know is that there is a very, very small percentage of our society, 1%, 2%, that has gambling addictive problems. And those people certainly need the help they need. We're proud that our industry provides millions and millions of dollars for research into this area. There's no evidence to suggest that there are more issues in one area than another, but what I can assure you is that the gaming industry will be at the front of determining where those issues are and where we can help. What we all know, however, people are enjoying these games. They're having a fun time with these games. It's an entertainment experience. What our industry wants to provide is a first-class entertainment experience. We want to work with policymakers to figure out how do we empower the industry to grow and enable customers to enjoy this so the state and the communities can reap further benefits.
Jeff Freeman, CEO of the American Gaming Association, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Eugene.